In case you didn't get it, that song was called Rainforest because that's what the music is meant to sound like.
Yeah, well, that's the sound of the forest. There must have been a lot of bird squawking, though, when he wrote it.
So that leads us nicely into this next story about the rainforest in tropical North Queensland, where the rainforest meets the reef. And Graham's been up there. There's a secluded resort where timber bungalows nestle into the rainforest beside the Coral Sea. Graham Camlow has visited the Thala Beach Nature Reserve, which offers a unique holiday on 62 hectares, 15 minutes south of Port Douglas. Graham was in tropical North Queensland recently and spoke with General Manager Johan Clint.
Well, recently I've been up in tropical North Queensland, as they call that area up around Cairns and Port Douglas. And on more than one occasion, I've seen the Thala Beach Nature Resort, which is a really interesting and secluded property south of Port Douglas. I've got on the line today the general manager of the property, Johan Clint. Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Johan.
Thank you, Graham. It's a pleasure joining you.
And you've got a really interesting property there. It is quite secluded. There's no other things around you, as far as I could tell. You pretty much have that chunk of land to yourselves. You've got 60-odd hectares there, haven't you?
That's right, yeah, 58 to be exact, 145 acres of privately owned land on a headland about 15 kilometres south of the town of Port Douglas.
And so you've got rainforest. You've also got the sea, the Coral Sea, I guess it would be, at your doorstep as well.
Well, exactly right. The property basically fronts the ocean on the one side, and then we've got World Heritage Rainforest on site.
Yeah, that's pretty hard to argue with. I have to say, it did look certainly looked exciting when I saw it. Now, it's an interesting property, and I guess in keeping with the local amenity, it's largely a timber property, isn't it?
It is largely a timber property, yes. The owners, Robin Una Prettyjohn, who constructed the property, they were very conscious of the fact that they wanted to have something to nestle into the area as opposed to, stand out. So, having celebrated our 20th birthday last year, I think that we've become part of the forest.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty fair comment. I haven't tried to see it from the road. Is it visible?
If you are on the southern end of Oak Beach, if you turn the corner, yes, you can see it, and especially at nighttime on
right.
That beautiful road or that beautiful drive from Cairns up to Port Douglas, you can see the lights. But other than that, you'd have to look very closely.
Yeah. Now, how many accommodation rooms have you, I think they're called bungalows, aren't they? How many have you
got? Yep, so we've got 75 individually loose-standing bungalow-type accommodations.
Right, and that's sort of spread through the rainforest area, isn't it?
That's right. We've got some closer to the main lodge, and then we've got some meandering all the way down. The closest bungalows we have to the beach are about 50, 70 metres away from the sand.
Yeah, and it's a lovely beach too. It's got a mix of your tropical rainforest and the sort of palm trees you see in the tropics. I think we had coconut down there last visit.
Exactly.
That was pretty good.
One of the first bits that the owners did here is they planted a massive coconut plantation. I think on last count we've got 650 coconut palms here.
Right.
And so, yes, we try and incorporate that in a lot of our day-by-day activities here, especially from a cuisine and from a drinking perspective. We've got a coconut hit, which is very popular, a refrigerated cold coconut with a secret recipe.
Wow.
Yes.
Does it involve alcohol, Johan?
Alcohol. I can tell you what the recipe is, but... I'll probably have to kill you.
Yeah. Fair enough. Now, it's a property. It's got its own pool if you don't want to wander down to the beach, a sort of a free-form pool, which is quite attractive there among the rocks and the trees. What sort of clientele do you get to the property? I gather you are family-friendly.
We are family friendly. That's right, Graham. You know, in saying that, all the bungalows are pretty much accommodating two guests.
Right.
But you know, we on a request basis, you know, we allocate, you know, rollaway beds for children to stay with parents, and I think parents use the opportunity as well of having some of the bungalows that are nice and close to each other, you know, allocate that for the kids and have mom and dad have a bit of privacy as well.
Sure. So, but you don't run a kids club or anything like that. You tolerate those little ones.
We do, and I think, you know, I think also with you know, the impetus has changed over the last 15-20 years, where this, the ecotourism has become, you know, a trendy thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of the children that we have stay with us at the moment have got a vested interest, and they enjoy these magnificent complimentary on-site tours that we offer here.
Right.
Which vary from, you know, coconut walks. We do a bird in nature. We do stargazing at night time. So there's things to keep them busy with. We like to think we sell a destination within a destination. If they want to go out and do their bits, they can do that. But if they want to come and spoil themselves and do the activities that we offer on site here, they can do that as well.
Yeah, well, we did some of it, and it was terrific. And if you want to get fit, I think you'd say to Johan, don't bring the golf cart down for me. I'm going to hike up these paths, because it is a fair way from the main facility down to the furthest unit, isn't it?
It is.
So,
I mean, Graham, I mean, it's you know, out of necessity, I think over the years, our fleet of golf buggies have grown as well.
Yeah.
So for those who want to keep fit, they can do that. But for those who don't, they can just pick up a phone, give us a ring at reception, and we'll whiz down and pick them up.
Yeah. Now, people who come and stay with you, do they tend to drive in from Cairns? They fly to Cairns and drive up to you? Or how do they tend to stay?
You know, again, that's probably changed over the last 10, 15 years as well. Yes, I'd say 75% of all guests that stay with us on property drive themselves.
Right.
It gives them that freedom. You know, we offer a complimentary valet service. We've got free car parking as well. So,
right.
It affords them that freedom to hop.
Yeah, yep. Sorry to interrupt you. I was going to say, you are, 15 minutes or so from Port Douglas. So if people wanted to go out to dinner, the car would be handy.
A car would be handy, but for those who want to have a drink over dinner, we've also got a shuttle service that runs from the reception area here into Port Douglas. There's 5 services daily in and out. There is a small cost, but again, you know, they've got a bit of, you know, they've got options there.
Yeah, no, I understand that. And if they wanted to stay in and eat, you've got a terrific range of meals on the menu. Well, last time I was there, we ate a lunch in a fantastic a couple of rooms that overlook both sides of the promontory that you're on.
That's correct. Our Ospreys restaurant is an open-air restaurant with magnificent views all the way up the northern coast. You know, you've got Cape Tribulation in the distance. At night time, you can actually see the lighthouse. They're situated on low isles as well.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, I mean, from a cuisine perspective, for those who want to go into Port Douglas, they're missing out on some beautiful, beautiful cuisine here on property.
And I have to say, I wasn't the only guest there. You had quite a few people from the Sell TNQ, the annual event that I attend up there, quite a few people from that, both people looking to buy meeting space in various
Correct.
Interesting locations such as yours and others who were members of the media like me. So, yeah, it was a very enjoyable visit to see you there. Now, can you do more? Could you put more rooms in? Or do the owners sort of feel like the balances of 70-odd rooms is about right?
Graham, I believe, you know, that the way the hotel is laid out at the moment is exactly the same way it opened. There was never a plan to have a stage one, stage two, stage
right.
three.
Yep.
And, you know, like I said earlier, it's we've grown into the forest now, and to go and knock trees down, which is definitely not what the owners are about. We do ourselves a disservice.
Mm.
So now the way she is now, she's humming away, and works beautifully.
Now I know you do specialize in conferences, in sort of corporate meetings, etc. What sized event would you typically handle there comfortably, Johan?
Graham, with regards to conferencing, you know, we don't set ourselves out there to compete with the larger properties. Mm. You know, so the medium sizes, you know, your 50s and 70s, from a conferencing side of things, works really well. We've got a separate lounge area, and if memory serves me right, that's where we had that beautiful luncheon when you were up here last time.
Yes.
So our Curlew's lounge, perfect for that. But then on the flip of that, when we're talking incentives, you know, buyout, you know, we can accommodate 150 guests.
Right, so they take the whole property.
That's exactly right. And you know, we're in a fortunate position. We do probably about one or two of those a year,
mm-hmm.
which works well, you know. We are the ones on the ground here that help with the organizing and the running of these events as well.
Do you get conferences from all conferences and meetings and incentives from all sectors?
Sectors,
right?
And domestic and international.
Okay.
Yes, and from a local perspective, I mean, I think we had one of our local school boards here last week. We had Westpac here about 3 weeks ago, from an international perspective, very popular with the North American market.
Yeah, well, it is different, isn't it? It's not your regular hotel. You know, with room by room by room, cheek by jowl. Everyone's got their own space and can feel like they're the only ones in the forest.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, one of our plugs when selling the property is, you know, it's an island on the mainland. You don't have those restrictions of having to commute to and from. You've got the, you know, pickups and drop-offs here with bus services, etc., going up to the, you know, Daintree, Cape Tribulation, reef operators, they all pick up from our doorstep here. So yes, it's well thought out. A lot of thought went into what they built here and how they built it, and you know, to be able to say, you know, it's 20 years down the track, and she still presents beautifully.
That was Johan Klint of Fowler Beach Nature Resort speaking there with Graham Kemlow. Well, that is all we have time for this week. We hope you enjoy the show and look forward to your company at the same time next Wednesday. Feel free to contact us via email. It's info@travelwritersradio.com. That's all one word, travelwritersradio.com. You can listen to our stories at any time on SoundCloud, whether you stream them online or download them to your mobile device.
And Travel Writers Radio is a production of Pallet, the professional association of lifestyle and travel writers. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.